Hello, everybody. Welcome to We Like Dota. Welcome back. This is We Like Dota, the casual Dota 2 podcast. I'm Brian Sabone-Yinger, and I'm joined this evening by Jared Clegg-Frog-Pedersen. How are you doing, Jared?
Doing great, Brian. It's actually morning right now, but that's okay.
What did I say?
Evening, as always.
Oh. That's a little weird.
No,
Is it morning right now?
Mid-morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to do this at 7 a.m.
Right, but I opted to sleep.
Correct. Which is wise.
Yeah, I think it was
and
wise.
And I was definitely okay with it.
Yeah.
And we were able to find some time later today.
Yeah, but the most important part of today.
Yes, we are joined by two special guests. One is a live studio audience member, Stephen Berry. Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
Perfect.
Thanks for joining us. Also, we have the internet's darling, the internet's own, Jeff White. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What are you doing here, Jeff?
I'm getting married tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Midtown.
Yeah.
Mold stomping ground.
Yeah. You previously lived in the same city as Jared and I.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved away.
Yeah.
About what?
September 30th.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
September
okay.
28th.
About
that was the moving day.
It's about 3 hours away.
Yeah. It's close enough.
Yeah. We used to do a podcast together called Review Everything.
It was a sensation.
Yeah. We should still do it, by the way.
I was going to
people
talk to you
ask
about
that. It.
I know. Every time I come back, the
yeah.
world's wanting to know, Jeff.
Yeah.
When are you guys getting Review Everything back? I'm up here once a month.
Okay. We could just bang out like two or three episodes.
We could do four.
Just bang it right out.
Just bang it out. Why can't we do it over Skype?
We can. I got to get a nice microphone that. But I'm going to get it. We could bang out eight, Brian.
Could bang it out.
We could bang it out until we got 16. Yeah.
All right, anyway.
All right, I'm getting a little uncomfortable, guys.
Anyway, we're going to move on to the Who'd You Play segment of the show.
Okay.
Jared, who'd you play this week? Show's going off the
yeah,
rails and
no,
downhill already.
I think I'm still hooked on Treant. I still want to get good with him.
Yeah.
So not. But I have decided I'm going to try playing one of the heroes that has the lowest win percentage in all of Dota.
Who's that?
Io.
Io.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. You're going to play a Treant?
Treant, yes.
Okay, this is a Lord of the Rings thing.
Yes.
The Ents.
Yeah.
You can play that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the benefit of being a Treant?
Defense.
Yeah, he's super.
He's a protector.
He's super
Treant.
Tanky.
Protector.
Okay, so we can preface this as well. Jeff has no knowledge of the game.
Correct.
I have seen Lord of the Rings many times.
Which I would assume that having no knowledge of the game will probably piss off about 85% of our listening audience.
Yeah, we'll put a disclaimer up on the
so,
episode.
Well, they're nerds,
so
right?
Thanks
they
for
get
helping
mad about
us out.
Everything.
That's true. I get mad about everything. I'm a nerd. This is kind of
I'm a lurker
kinda,
on Reddit.
This is like the kettle calling the other kettle black, or however that is.
Yeah,
Kettle and Pot, I do believe, is the...
Correct,
is the,
yeah.
I still get very mad about the new Star Wars movies.
Oh, yeah. Han shot first,
I still
and
actively watch pro wrestling.
Yes.
How about that Ultimate Warrior?
That's very sad.
Yeah.
That's very sad. He had two young daughters.
He was ready to go home after getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
You know,
he just became one with the earth.
He did. He got a lot of monkey off his back.
I think so.
I think, but it's sad when anybody passes away early and leaves two young children behind.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, let's talk about League of Legends.
We're here to talk about Dota.
It's the same thing, right?
Duck and cover, Jeff.
Right?
Duck and cover.
I think all the nerds can agree it's pretty much the same thing.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever, Jeff.
No, I love the nerds.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
All right.
So back on top, Brian. Yeah. Brian, what have you played this week?
Well, I've been working on my A to Z challenge.
Yeah, you have.
And I struck it gold.
Oh,
struck it rich.
Hit gold.
I hit gold.
Struck gold. I think you strike oil.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
But I made it big
a
one day.
Yeah.
I got some
Texas tea.
Texas tea.
Yeah.
You hit Texas tea.
Yeah.
That's
congrats.
Industry
I hit it big one day, and I banged out. Two heroes.
Oh, yeah.
If you were still naming the episodes about what we were talking about, this one would be called Bang It Out.
Bang It Out.
It's every Dota nerd's dream.
God.
Jeez. Whew, gonna have to put the NSFW tag on this one.
Probably.
Oh, nice. Oh, you're gonna get a lot more hits for that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Okay, so I played one match as Brewmaster,
okay,
which is our Hero of the Week, mm-hmm, and then I also played Bristleback.
Okay.
Oh.
Who's the next hero on the list.
Correct.
Because he's A to Z.
Correct.
Okay.
And then after Bristleback is Broodmother.
Ooh.
But we'll talk about that later.
Well, two episodes from now.
Yeah. So yeah, that was good. I've also been playing the game FTL.
Okay.
Which stands for Faster Than Light.
Fiddle.
Fiddle. Stands for Faster Than Light. It is a... have you heard of these games called roguelike games?
No, not at all. Please explain that to me.
Yes.
Jeff has. It's a game where... At least in FTL, you have a ship and a crew. It's basically like Star Trek.
Okay.
And you're kind of jumping from sector to sector. And you're trying to outrun people who are chasing you. And it's like kind of... 16-bit looking.
Okay, so you're getting chased by Klingons then?
Sure.
Oh, what kind of thing is this? Is it an app?
No, this is a game.
This is a game?
Actually, it's on iPad now.
So I like 16-bit stuff.
Yeah, it's really good. So if you like Star Trek, I'd look into that. But basically, the way that it happens is that once you die, you're dead. You have to start over from the beginning again.
Oh,
that's old school.
Yeah, it's really...
That's how you build character.
Yeah.
Kids, you know right. what? This is my own problem about video games.
Okay.
Today, and I love video games.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff to do. You know, you have 200 missions complete through the whole game. You get most of them done the first time.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, if you wanted to beat Mega Man, you had to play the same thing over and over again until you mastered it.
I love Mega Man.
Same thing with like Sonic.
Yeah, that builds character.
Except Sonic was terrible.
Whatever, guys.
Sonic was terrible.
Whatever.
You know what I still like to play every once in a while?
What's that?
Sonic?
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the best games of all time.
Well,
now if you want to talk about multiple lives, like, I mean, it's basically what you do in that game is just accumulate lives and start over.
Yeah, but you have to, hypocrite. No, but you have to play a lot of the same levels over and over again till you get it. You know, you don't just play them once.
I guess.
You could argue that in Dota 2, you have to play heroes... Literally hundreds of times.
Because it's an old school game for people with character. I'm winning them back. Yeah. I gotta win the nerds back.
Congratulations.
Thank you. They're a tough audience, but I think they're really gonna like me.
Tough but fair.
Tough but fair. That's right.
Jeff, what did you play this week?
Did you play Wedding Planning?
I did some wedding planning. I don't know that
wedding
I
played... Wedding Planning Simulator 2014?
Yeah. No, you know what? I've done almost nothing for the wedding.
And yeah,
I don't,
we know.
I don't really know.
We were trying to ask you for details of things last night, and you were like, I don't know.
I didn't even know when the limo was picking us up.
You also didn't know what the tuxes looked like.
I didn't know anything.
Oh, guys, do you have suspenders in your bag?
The last game I played, this is sad. I got to get back into... My soon-to-be wife loves games.
Yeah.
She loves video games, and I know that we haven't been playing very many lately, so we got to get back into the gaming. But the last one, she made me play Bioshock Infinite.
Made you play it.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing with games. I'll give it an hour, and if I'm not sucked at it in an hour, I don't know, I'm not going to finish it.
What'd you think of it?
It was amazing.
My only issue with that game is the gameplay.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, it's so boring.
Like
the storyline and the world and art direction, everything is great. But I'm so tired of like the first person shooter where you just kind of walk through different shooting galleries and that's really about it.
The Resident Evil style,
something like that. Yeah,
that's fair.
You know, where you're just going from start to end, and you go, and shoot a bunch of guys.
Here's some dogs.
That's totally fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a big Fallout fan, and I like the VAT system. I feel like gives it a nice little wrinkle to make it different.
Yeah.
Also easier for you.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That is nice, because you just go, I would like to shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
And it's like, no problem.
Just like real life.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that's exciting. Yeah. I recommend you guys play some Borderlands 2.
I know she likes it, and I know that she, I think she would like Dota.
Okay.
So I think we're going to get in as something to do together, be one with the nerds.
It's a frustrating game to start.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But if you play with us, it'll be fine.
We're terrible.
We'll play against bots.
She's a World of Warcraft, old school World of Warcraft fan, so she'll probably be able to.
Yeah, that's, I forgot. That's what Cynthia and I connected over the first time I met her was World of Warcraft.
Yeah. That and Dungeons and Dragons. She's way too pretty to like that stuff.
Yeah.
Most nerds are ugly.
Like me.
Like everyone in this room.
Yeah.
Sure.
Except for Steven. Steven is very attractive. He's got a nice hat.
I'm not talking down to the nerds. I'm one of you. I'm married. I don't know why she's marrying me.
You got to marry up.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Oh, if my father taught me anything, it's marry up.
Oh, absolutely.
Which that's kind of impossible advice sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I question my wife's judgment.
Oh, 100% of the time.
Someone's marrying down. You got to find someone with bad judgment and good looks.
Right.
I'm sold. Sold. So life advice from Jeffrey White.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? I kid with the nerds, but I'm sure they're beautiful nerds. I'm sure most of your listeners are beautiful people.
Yeah. Okay. Just not us. People have asked us to I used to release like a audio only version on YouTube of the podcast, which I should do again, but I don't know. It took so much time to do it.
Yeah.
But people want us to set up like cameras and to shoot us like as we record the podcast, and
you don't want to see the sausage being made.
Yeah, there's a reason we're audio only.
Do you know what I think we should do?
What's that?
We should do. I've been on this show for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I have a great idea. I know a photographer. We'll come in here. We'll do like a calendar photo shoot.
Okay.
And you can give
it's
that
a
out.
Horrible idea.
Can you get one of me washing a car in a bikini?
Yeah, of course.
People don't want to see that, you guys.
No, I think they do. Dota fans, we like Dota fans. Send in some requests. Do we like to Brian Yinger at welikedota.com.
That's not an actual email address.
What's your email address?
You can put them on the We Like Dota subreddit.
Put them on the We Like Dota. You have a subreddit?
Yeah.
Of course we do. Come on. God.
We have a community.
We're serious.
Manager.
I've got to subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how
you
many
should.
Subscribers do you have?
I don't know. Let me get you a real time numbers update.
If you're breaking double digits, I'm throwing you guys.
I feel pretty confident. I know we have currently about 40 subscribers on YouTube.
Okay. Well, there we go. So reply somehow. Ask for the photo shoot. I'll make it happen. I'll really do it. I work at a printing company. I have connections.
You don't work at a printing company.
I work at a printing company.
You do? Wow.
I mean, we mostly print forms.
We have 15 subscribers.
Yeah.
There we go.
Get that subreddit.
Let's get some champagne out.
Sure. Okay, we're going to move the show along here.
Okay, sorry.
All right, we're going to briefly talk about some news. It was kind of a slow week for
news. A little bit of a slow week, but that's okay.
All right, Jared.
Hey, Brian.
We like Dota's favorite pro player, Demon.
Oh, Demon?
Demon. Yeah. He got a solo sponsorship from Red Bull.
Oh. I love this guy.
Hey-oh.
I love it.
In addition to his sponsorship by
Cellucor.
Cellucor.
What's Cellucor?
It's a whey protein supplement. I love it. Basically, think of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Now think of him as a nerd.
All right.
That's Jimmy Demon Ho.
Is he a big dude?
No.
Oh.
But he works out a lot.
Okay.
There was a day where he played a set of matches against the team, and then there was a bit of a break, and he had another set of matches to play. He said he was going to the gym in between matches to go work out. Yeah, the guy's dedicated.
He's got to take care. You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah,
absolutely. You got to be ready for the honeys. I think
that's right.
Ready for the honeys.
I think that's what the terminology is.
An old demon saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got to be ready for the honeys.
But I think it's interesting that he has a solo sponsorship.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I've never heard of that.
Especially like
in Dota.
The Cellucor thing is just kind of funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, totally.
That's a thing in StarCraft, you know, because it's typically a one-on-one game. There are like, you know, different teams of people who, you know, practice together and stuff like that. Like Team Liquid has like 5 StarCraft players all under the same name.
Right.
But
yeah. And Red Bull's an interesting
one. It's really
one.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, they're really heavy into the StarCraft scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think they're somewhat into the League of Legends scene, more so than Dota.
Right. It seems like Dota's energy drink of choice is Monster.
Unfortunately.
Oh, that's gross.
I know. Yeah.
I would much rather have Red Bull as a sponsor. They're a little bit classier, I think.
As a sponsor, yes.
Yeah. As are the Dota fans.
Yes.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We are much classier than those.
You're winning them back,
fans.
Jeff.
Little by little.
But yeah, no, the solo sponsorship. It's interesting. I wonder if, like,
is it a thing we're going to be seeing more?
Well, not just that, but I wonder about if he gets chosen as the fifth for our Team Liquid, if he will be allowed to have those solo sponsorships still.
That's interesting, because right now his name in-game is Red Bull / Demon.
Right.
Yeah, which Team Liquid, they put HyperX in front of their names. Because of their HyperX RAM sponsorship.
What's a HyperX?
It's a brand of memory, like RAM for your computer.
Oh, that seems appropriate.
Random access memory.
And they make like different like mice and headsets and stuff like that.
So computer hardware and accessories.
Yeah.
Some shakes?
No shakes.
Not in the vitamin business?
No.
Okay.
I really hope he becomes the fifth Team Liquid member.
I do too.
I can also see it not happening.
No, because he throws so hard.
There was a team match that a team fight that I saw yesterday that he threw pretty hard.
Yeah. Well,
he didn't realize he was playing Sand King.
Right.
And he didn't realize that like Blink Strike was on cooldown or something like that. He blinks in and then just dies.
Jimmy.
But this is also in the same fight where he did a Blink Burrow Strike combo into Epicenter.
Oh, yeah.
And got off a 5-man Epicenter.
Oh, jeez.
And took down like half the health of the whole team. And there wound up being like a 5-man team wipe.
Well, that's what you get with Demon, though, man. He's a balls to the wall kind of guy.
Yeah. When he's on point, he is on point.
Oh, yeah. But there's a reason why EG used to throw G or whatever they called it.
Yeah.
Like, let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
No.
What does it mean, balls on the wall? I mean, why
balls
is that?
Balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall. Who made that?
I don't know. I don't want to put my balls on the wall.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
I think I can explain it, but I don't want to right now.
Okay.
So throwing matches, that's a controversial thing.
It's not controversial. It's in that it refers to a team that has a match and they're ahead and they're doing well. And then they just keep making mistakes, dumb mistakes.
Right. So it's not like in the same. Match. It's not in the same vein of like throwing like a sports game.
Oh, so it's not intentional.
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's just basically being stupid and over aggressive.
Throwing the match away.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So
he's a Brett Favre.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a gunslinger. Yeah. That's all exactly right. It. That's
a gunslinger.
Exactly.
Are we? Is this the Dark Tower podcast now?
Sure.
I love that series, by the way.
We made a Green Bay, we made an NFL reference.
Well, that's what I gathered.
It as a,
I know.
That's okay.
No, I understood that it was a football thing.
Yeah. I know. You're not that.
But I don't know.
You're
I really
that
don't
sports
know.
Sheltered.
Sport ball. Yeah.
I do enjoy sport.
I do enjoy the live sporting event.
So good for Demon. Let's move the show on here.
Let's keep it going. What else you got for us?
Okay, we have a new team that is formed, Jared.
Of course.
Called the North American Rejects.
Okay. Okay.
Comprised of Fogged.
All-American Rejects.
Brax.
Oh, Fogged is on it. Okay.
Fogged from Evil Geniuses, Dignitas, Team Dog.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about that later.
Team Dog.
Brax of LGD International and Quantic fame.
Mm-hmm.
1437 mm-hmm. of Dignitas.
1437, get it right.
Whatever. LGD International, Quantic, Mouse Sports fame. Sneaking of Dignitas, Super Strong Dinosaurs. Korok of Dignitas, Liquid and Quantic.
Really?
Okay. And some guy named Dismek. I don't know who that is.
So, wait, there's six.
Correct.
Okay, well.
Like a rotating fifth chair, I guess.
Cool. Okay.
So there's kind of a continual thread between all these people.
Yeah.
And that's either Team Dignitas or LGD International.
Right. I wonder if they're trying to get repicked up by Dignitas.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine Dignitas pick, because half the players are from Dignitas.
Right.
Let's see. I see 1, 2, 3, 4. They're not going to pick. Dignitas isn't going to pick this team.
Yeah,
up
you're
again.
Right. But maybe they get picked up by Dota Buff.
Yeah, DotaBuff.com, one of our favorite websites. They're looking to pick up
sponsor a team.
Which is crazy.
Which is interesting. Yeah.
Which, if you can sponsor a pro team, you can sponsor this podcast.
100%.
Yes. So if you're looking to buy sponsorship for this podcast.
Maybe you guys could sponsor a team.
We don't have any money, Jeff.
Oh.
We want to get sponsored.
Yeah, but you have some of those sour jelly beans there. You could send some of those out.
Yeah, we'll talk about those later. So I don't know. The best of luck to the North American rejects.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll do somewhat okay.
Yeah. I think they'll do really well.
They'll do okay. They'll do okay against, like, those tier two teams.
Yeah.
But I think once they hit, like, the tier one teams, they're just going to fall apart.
Yeah, no. I wish them the best just because I like Fogged.
Yeah, he's...
He seems to have the worst luck in the world.
He's good. He does.
Like, as soon as he gets on a team...
Yeah.
Like, he either disbands or gets kicked out.
Right.
So...
Makes me wonder what the deal is with that guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little... I don't know. Interesting. Interesting.
Okay.
What else we got?
Next news segment. Sigma lose Fata and Paz to Team Dog.
Right. Which is...
It was kind of rumored that Sigma was having some internal discord.
Right. So basically, Sigma is more or less disbanding, it seems.
It would seem that way.
Merging with Team Dog.
Yeah. So everyone's been calling them Dogma.
Right, which I think is quite clever.
Quite clever. Very clever.
What, Jared, who does PyCat play for?
PyCat was on Team Dog.
Okay. Is he still?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's their hard carry.
Okay. I like that guy.
Their number one dude.
Yeah, I like that guy.
I think he drafts for them, too.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Who does Eternal Envy, what team is he on?
He's on C9. Cloud9.
I don't like the way he plays carry.
No. I don't either.
So all these players that go on teams?
Yeah.
And then you compete against the high-level teams, face the...
Oh, yeah.
The top-tier teams. Would you guys ever play a top-tier team?
No.
You couldn't even arrange that?
I mean, we could
possibly
arrange it,
but yeah.
If you wouldn't want to do that.
I'd be a bloodbath.
Okay.
Be pretty bad.
I don't know. I might be able to outdraft somebody like Go Black, but...
You could outdraft somebody, for sure.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actual, like... When it comes to winning the match...
Yeah, when it comes to playing, we'd be a little outclassed.
Okay, and they form their own teams. So they get angry at each other and disband. What would an argument be over?
Hey, you're a bad player.
Okay, so it'd be personal.
Hey, you're not respecting my leadership, and I'm gonna post a blog post about it.
Oh, so it gets kind of personal.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, keep in mind, a lot of these guys are between the ages of like 17 and 22. So you remember that age.
I made all the worst mistakes in my life between that age.
Yeah, I know.
Can I be honest about that?
Yeah.
I think we just all need to keep that in perspective.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of teams who they usually have various sponsorships.
Okay.
And all that. So they get paid to play Dota.
Paid to play.
And then they also win tournament earnings.
Okay.
There's several large tournament series out there. And there's how many teams would you how many like tier one teams are out there, would you say, Jared?
I mean, there's gonna be, you would think, at least 16, because that's how many the international is kind of like the Super Bowl
of Dota 2.
Of Dota 2.
Okay.
So I would say probably maybe 20-ish tier one teams.
Yeah.
So when they get angry at each other, there's money involved. That's not just...
Oh, yeah.
It's not just high school stuff.
Yeah, there was... What was that on LGD?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Chuan?
Chuan, yeah.
He went to some team or another, and it was like a... Was it like
$80,000 buyout?
Yeah.
He like had a contract buyout.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was like $80,000.
Yeah.
So you don't just want people who play well. You want somebody who can be a good leader, and then people who could be good followers.
Totally. Yeah. It's all about then communication.
Oh, okay. All right.
As Jared and I have said, communication wins games.
It does. It really does. Because a lot of the gameplay hinges on the element of surprise, mm-hmm. or just basically outplaying the other person, like just outsmarting them.
You can win matches just by, or you can win team fights just based on like positioning.
Absolutely.
You know, 100%. Being in the right place at the right time.
Oh, okay.
And not blowing your abilities. Like,
correct.
In terminology of the game, not blowing your cooldowns too early.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you gotta get on the Skype.
Oh yeah.
And talk to each other.
Or what we found was talk.gg.
It's pretty good.
That thing was pretty good.
It's pretty quick and dirty.
Yeah.
You could be in person. You could all be in the same building.
Jared and I do that from time to time.
Yeah.
Is that easy?
We land together every once in a while.
Yes and no.
It's fun.
Yeah, I think it's more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a small LAN party at your house.
Yeah.
Was that last week?
Last week, I think. Yeah.
Last week, yeah.
What do you think a moderately successful Dota player would make?
If we're talking like tier one team here, like has a sponsorship.
Yeah.
They're usually living in a house with other teammates where their room and board is covered and their food is covered as well.
Okay.
So they're probably making 20-25K a year.
Let me ask you this.
But that's like pure
winnings,
profit.
Yeah.
You're just putting that in the bank.
Do you think you could brag about that on a date?
Depends on the date.
I think you could. Yeah, it depends on the date.
Yeah. I mean, and some of the tournaments are a little bit more like, if you hit it well on one big tournament, I mean, your team can take home, you know, $50,000, $60,000, which obviously then you have to split. But
at the International 3, the Alliance won $1.8 million.
Yeah.
You'd have to play it cool. You couldn't be like, oh, yeah, I'm really, you know, I'm kind of a big deal with this.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to seem
like
a little pompous.
Like I do with my We Like Dota podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can't do that. I think you'd have to be like, oh, yeah, I get this money from doing this thing, and you know, I do all right. I make this amount of. And you play it cool like that. If you start to brag about it too much,
yeah, you gotta keep it in perspective.
Yeah, you're gonna set off some red flags.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No one wants to be around a pompous nerd,
right?
Except me. I kind of like pompous people.
You do
a little bit. Anyway, so why don't we
let's move on?
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for Weird Food of the Week.
Oh,
which I think there's some community members who aren't a fan of the Weird Food of the Week.
Fast
segment.
Forward 2 minutes.
Yeah, so just fast forward 2 minutes. We're still going to do it anyway because I like to do it. And
that's
fine. So you don't really give a shit about those people?
I do, but I'm just gonna do what I want.
Yeah,
you know. All right, gentlemen.
Don't let them bully you around.
So we've got, which I'm sure there are people who like it. It's just a vocal minority.
Okay. That's usually the way it is.
We've got Warheads. You know the Warheads hard candies?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Warheads sour jelly beans. There's a sour meter on the side of the package.
Oh, no.
That ranges from tart to sour to super sour to extreme.
Oh, Jesus.
And these are just sour.
Oh, okay.
So on a scale of 1 to 4, it's a 2.
Okay. I can handle that, then.
6 assorted flavors. Orange, watermelon, lemon, blue raspberry, cherry, and green apple.
Okay, so you're going right for the lemon.
So I'm gonna freaking love lemon. When I eat these on my own, if I'm being honest, I just like take a handful of them and just shove them in my mouth.
Okay.
That's how you do it in grade school.
Yeah.
With Warheads.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And then you impress people. Everyone goes, "Oh my god!"
Wasn't there a kid that died from eating Warheads?
There were four.
Get some of your. Are you allowed to eat these,
there
Jeff?
Were four.
Who knows?
With the Crohn's disease?
Let's find out.
Okay. Get some to Steven.
You're only getting married today.
Yeah, get some to Steven.
This is I got some cherry here, which is my candy flavor of choice.
Your go-to? All right, here we go. I got the lemon.
I think I got watermelon. Whoa, yeah.
Oh, it's watermelon.
They're tart.
Watermelon.
It's a little tart.
There's a little initial sourness.
Mm-hmm.
And then it
I
goes
can feel
into
it in
a,
my nose
goes
a
into
bit.
A nice sweetness.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm going to get another one. All right, pretty good.
Help yourself there, Steven. Steven's our live studio audience member. He's also in the wedding.
Oh, there's green apple in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, these are sour enough that I can feel it in my nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of makes the, what are those, blood vessels kind of open up?
Mm, your sinuses?
Yeah.
Oh, these are great jelly beans.
Fun fact about how I wound up with these. My birthday was this past Wednesday, April 9th. And, I got up, and, you know, I stay up pretty late because I have a flexible work schedule, and I woke up around 9:30. On my desk was this pack of jelly beans, a six-pack of beer, and a nice card from my wife.
What kind of beer?
It was an assorted six-pack.
Ooh, okay.
It was a build-your-own six-pack.
Oh, very
classy.
Nice.
With assorted ales and lagers.
Can I be honest with you about something?
Yeah.
No.
You guys were going over some of these team names. It reminded me of a conversation that we had earlier about alcohol, names for alcohol.
Yeah.
The name, Steven here doesn't drink,
mm-hmm.
but he says he finds the names of all these different brands of alcohol to be appealing. And I feel like people name their teams very well.
Mm-hmm.
Reeling them in one compliment at a time.
That's right.
Now, there are some stupid ones.
There are some stupid ones. Sneaky Nyx Assassins.
So stupid.
Wild Witch Doctors.
Anything named after one of the heroes, I think it's kind of stupid.
Oh, pompous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to win any ladies with that kind of attitude.
I tend to agree. Yeah, so jelly beans.
Mm-hmm. These jelly beans are going to tear me up if I eat too many.
Yeah, you need to stop eating those,
yeah,
man.
I'm done. I'm out.
Speaking of names, my black IPA. I made a black IPA. It None More Black IPA.
Okay.
It's a Spinal Tap reference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Crank it to 11,
that
man.
Play movie for that's the right. For the soon-to-be wife.
What's that?
The other day. She'd never seen Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap, and she enjoyed it.
Mmm.
She'd never
nice.
Seen it.
See, Cynthia's okay in my book. Am I allowed to say Cynthia?
Sure. Yeah, you can. Yeah, she didn't want to initially watch it because she thought it was too much of a white person thing.
Right.
It's pretty white.
And yeah, it is. But I told her, I said, it's funny, so you'll be fine. And she did end up enjoying it.
Which your girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, is black.
Yeah, she is certifiably black.
Yeah.
We've done the test.
Certifiably.
We've done the test. It's official.
From my understanding, you're just getting married to inherit like 50% of the jokes that you could not tell before.
Yes. Yeah. I have now. I've gotten the documentation in the mail. I can tell these jokes now. Certain jokes that I'm allowed to tell.
Yeah.
I like to tell them around white people to make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because we all have the white guilt.
I'm not sure if you're allowed to do that though. Like, I don't think it works that way though, does it?
I actually don't think it does work that way. I've got to be very careful still.
Yeah.
Hey, gonna go to one of her family reunions and start busting out my Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor jokes. Get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that might not be wise.
You're not welcome back here anymore.
Oh crap.
I thought I was one of... Okay.
All right, well, that was a nice little...
One of us.
That was a nice little intermission. Let's move on, gentlemen.
Oh, sure.
So, Hero of the Week now?
Hero of the Week.
Okay.
The Hero of the Week is Brewmaster.
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 Yep. I like that. Is that an alcohol reference?
Yeah.
Very nice.
He is. I'm going to actually read the lore.
His is really good.
Or witchcraft. And I wasn't sure which way it was going to go.
Yeah. Jared, I'm going to let you read it because you've got the nice voice.
All right. Also, keep in mind that I don't read things right off the thing well, so I might trip up on my words.
Do you want my tablet?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's probably bigger. All right. Deep in the Wailing Mountains, in a valley beneath the ruined city, the ancient order of the Oyo has for centuries practiced its rites of holy revere. Communing with the spirit realm in grand festivals of drink. Born to a mother's flesh by a celestial father, the youth known as Mangix was the first to grow up with the talents of both lineages. He trained with the greatest athletes of the order, eventually earning, though diligent drunkenness, the right to challenge for the title of Brewmaster. The appellation?
Yeah.
Appellation? That's a weird word. Most honored among the...
You're doing a horrible job reading this,
I
Jared.
Told you I do.
This is terrible.
Mole brewing sex.
Guys are running a real shoddy product here.
As much drinking competition as Mortal Kombat, Mangix for 9 days drank Mortal and fought Kombat. The Elder Master. For 9 nights they stumbled and whirled, chugged and struck until the last elder warrior collapsed into a drunken stupor and the new brewmaster was named. Now the new young brewmaster calls upon the strength of his Oyo forebears to speed his staff. When using magic, it is in his spirit that ancestors that return. Like all brewmasters before him, he was sent out from his people with a single mission. He wanders the land, striving toward enlightenment through drink, searching for the answers of the ancient spiritual schism, hoping to think the single thought that will unite the spirit and physical planes again.
Perfect. I don't think we're going to read lore on the air anymore.
Yeah, I think that's why we decided not to do that.
But yeah, Brewmaster on the Dota 2 wiki, he is listed as a carry slash durable slash initiator slash pusher. And yeah, I mostly played him as a support.
Well, you kind of had to.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he really carries really well. That's the thing.
He's super dependent on that ultimate.
Yes.
And it has a crazy long cooldown.
Does it? Mm. No, it's only like 60 seconds. Okay. It's 140, 120, 100.
Yeah, so it's pretty long.
Yeah. Yeah, so once he falls off super hard once BKBs start coming out.
Right.
So I would say, I wouldn't even say he's a carry. Like, you can play him as a carry. I would say semi-carry.
Mm-hmm.
If that.
Yeah.
But I just played him as a support. And I kind of wound up semi-carrying a little bit just because I got a ton of kills.
Right.
Okay,
well, why don't we go through his abilities quick just so we can kind of
get
a background of what he is.
Yeah.
Besides drunk all the time.
Right. He was drunk for 9 days and fought with another dude. That's crazy.
Many other dudes, it seems.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that sounds pretty stressful.
Like, after an hour, I just get really sleepy and I want to take a nap.
That is confirmed. You do fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, so his first ability, his Q, is called Thunderclap. Slams the ground, dealing damage and slowing the movement speed and attack rate of nearby enemy land units. And so that affects a 400 AoE around him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One thing that I did is I bought a blink dagger on him.
Oh, yeah.
And you can blink in and use this and... You can initiate pretty well with it. It doesn't, you know, it's not like a stun or anything like that.
Yeah, the duration is 4.25 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's not super long, but it's a pretty significant. It slows attack speeds.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, it works really well. It's 25, 35, 45, 55 attack speed slow. And then the movement speed
that's
slow.
That's percentage.
No, that's not. The movement speed slow is 25, 35, 45, and 55%. The attack speed slow is just, like, the number.
Oh.
So, like, when you get a Hyperstone, it's, like, plus 55 attack speed.
Oh, I thought it was a percentage. I'm sorry.
But at max level, that is...
That's pretty...
That's a Hyperstone.
Yeah.
55, yeah. The damage is 100, 175, 250, or 300.
So decent.
Yeah. And it has a 12-second cooldown, which is also nice. Blocked by BKB.
Which makes sense.
Of course. Okay, his W is called Drunken Haze.
Mm-hmm.
It affects a target unit. So it's kind of like Lich's Q when you target it. You get like a little targeting crosshair.
Yeah.
But it affects an area around who you target.
Oh.
Drenches a small area in alcohol, causing their movement speed to be reduced and causing their attacks to have a chance to miss. The range is 850, which is pretty nice.
That's pretty nice.
That's pretty nice. Radius is 200. Duration is 8 seconds on heroes.
Holy crap.
And the movement speed slow is 14, 18, 22, and 26%.
So pretty significant.
Yeah.
This is
where it gets nice.
This is where it's awesome.
The miss chance is 45, 55, 65, and 75%.
Late game? That is crazy.
Yeah. So you can pretty much spam this too because it only costs 50 mana.
Oh, man.
And when you have this up to level 4, you can just spam it like crazy.
Right. And a 75% chance to miss for 8 seconds.
Yeah. So this this synergizes really well with, like, Darkseer's Vacuum.
Oh, yeah.
Black Hole.
Black Hole!
Yeah. Abilities like that.
Yeah.
So, man, it's really good. Basically, if you have a team fight and...
You can get
You can get it, like, 2 or 3 times even.
Oh, man.
Depending on... Because it only lasts 8 seconds. So you want to keep that up as much as you can.
Yeah, and the cooldown is 8 seconds, too. So, I mean...
Right.
Oh, man.
That's 100% uptime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Sounds pretty
That's
good.
Significant. Like, that in and of itself is, in my opinion, pretty worthy of a pick. And why he can be played as a support.
His Q and his W are why I ran him as support.
Yeah.
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 For sure. Okay, his E is a passive called Drunken Brawler.
Okay.
Gives a chance to avoid attacks and to deal critical damage. Dodge chance is 10, 15, 20, and 25%.
Significant.
Critical hit chance is 10, 15, 20, 25%.
Okay.
And the critical damage is just a flat 2x multiplier.
Okay. That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not...
It has evasion and...
Is that as good as a chrysalis?
I'll find out here.
Yeah.
But what's nice is it also it has an built-in evasion as well.
Yeah. It stacks with other evasion items diminishingly.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can still... is he a strength hero?
I do believe. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah, it was okay. This is not something I made a high priority of.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going for like a physical damage build on him, this is something you would tend to prioritize.
Yeah, no, I definitely would agree.
It was just not important for the build that I was doing.
Especially early on, before people can really get like an MKB where evasion can really still mean things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's totally huge. A chrysalis is crit percentage is 175, crit chance 20%.
So this is better.
But then a Daedalus is 240%.
Okay, so it's somewhere
in between.
So once
you upgrade it, yeah.
Okay. So Drunken Brawler is good if that's what you want to go for.
Yeah. No, I think it's a decent ability because you're getting two things that you normally build items for, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Okay, now his ultimate.
Yes.
Splits the Brewmaster into elements, forming three specialized warriors adept at survival. If any of them survive until the end of their summon timer, the Brewmaster is reborn.
Oh, okay.
So it's on a 140, 120, 100 cooldown.
Pretty significant.
Duration is 15, 17, and 19 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So basically what happens is it splits Brewmaster into three different Brewmasters. Okay. One is Earth, one's Storm, and one is Fire. They each have three abilities with a fourth that is unlocked with Aghanim's Scepter.
Oh.
So on the Earth Spirit, you have Hurl Boulder, which is his Q.
Okay.
Throws a boulder at the unit, doing damage and stunning it. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-second stun.
So okay.
That's nothing to sneeze at. 2 seconds is pretty good. Spell immunity, he has built in BKB. Pulverize provides a chance to do damage in a small radius. So it's like a small cleave. Of either 40 or 20 damage. The chance is 20%, so that's not anything crazy. But if you get Aghanim's Scepter, he gets Thunderclap, which is Brewmaster's Q.
Oh, yeah. Thunderclap's so great.
So basically the way things wind up working out is you kind of almost get a refresher orb, kind of. Because if you get Ag Scepter, you get all of the spells that Brewmaster normally has.
That's awesome.
Okay, so the Storm element portion of Brewmaster... gets a Dispel Magic, which damages summoned unit in a small radius and purges most buffs or debuffs.
Oh.
Gets a Cyclone, which basically is a Yule Scepter.
Yeah.
That just... It's like Invoker's Tornado.
Okay.
Windwalk provides temporary invisibility. And then with Ag Scepter, he gets a Drunken Haze.
Oh. Holy crap.
It's just a copy.
There's just so much going on.
Yeah. It's like, and I don't think Drunken Haze is all that great of a spell to have copied again because it has such a low cooldown on Brewmaster as it is.
Yeah. Here's my big issue already. You have to be crazy good at micro.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fire element real quick and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, sorry.
The fire he gets I think it's like it's a passive that burns nearby enemy units. So it's a 15, 30, or 45 DPS. It's basically a radiance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is crazy. It's not like his all of his abilities are basically like items. It seems.
Essentially, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And with Ag Scepter, he gets Drunken Brawler, the fire
one. Nice, yeah.
So yeah, as you said, you do have to be pretty good with micro, especially because it's only up for like, what was it?
15, 17, 19, I think it was.
It was 15, 17, 19, yeah.
Nailed it.
So you got to really be on the spot with your micro. And what I wound up doing is when I'd hit the ultimate, I would just select all of them, right-click on somebody, And then I would select the Earth Spirit and just do his Q.
Yeah, his throw boulder or whatever.
And sometimes if I was lucky, I would get off a tornado because you can tab. Like if you select them all, you can tab through them.
Right.
So I would select that one and just throw the tornado.
You just tab Q, tab Q, tab Q, basically.
You would tab Q, tab W.
Oh, God, that'd be so hard.
And then, yeah, they're all on different hotkeys. It's stupid. But yeah, I don't. I feel like somebody who has a really high, who's really good, would be able to figure out what they're doing.
Right.
But you got to be really good with your micro and really be coordinated with his different spells.
Yeah.
So, it's okay.
Right.
I think if you're going to draft him as a support.
Yeah.
Because those things, those spells are useful even in the support role.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be a carry.
All of them are.
This game sounds complicated.
It is complicated.
It can be.
Okay, core items for Brewmaster for me was Courier and Wards, of course. Magic Wand, Arcane Boots.
Yeah, he sounds pretty mana dependent.
Yeah. I wound up getting...
and for Strength Hero, that's usually a bad situation.
I think I got a Mechanism on him. Let me look up the Dota buff for him.
But then, obviously, like a Blink Dagger, you said, is pretty nice.
Yeah, I got a Blink Dagger, which is really great for Initiation.
So then, obviously, if you have the money, then another in the spot. A Force Staff probably would be okay. I love Force Staff, by the way.
Yeah, it would be okay. I'd rather have a Blink Dagger because he's a Strength Hero, so he's not going to benefit as much from the Force Staff.
But here's the thing. If you're playing support, that utility is great because it can save people for it.
That's true. Okay, in the match that I played, I went 8-0-9.
Darn right.
I had 16 last hits.
Well,
456 XP per minute.
That's what's really...
Yeah.
That's where you're looking good.
And I ended the game with a Blink Dagger Mechanism and Arcane Boots.
Okay, so you didn't get tons of farm, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was fine. I farmed heroes.
Yeah. 8-0-9.
That's right.
That's not bad.
So I would say draft Brewmaster as a support. He's a good offlaner. I think he'd be good in safe lane too, because you can really shut down the other carry with the Drunken Haze.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's good for shutting down other carries. I would almost draft him kind of almost like you do Razor, where if you want to shut down another carry, he's
an anti-carry.
Yeah, he's an anti-carry.
Okay. Here, let's get one of these guys in here. What's this?
Nothing wrong with water. A bit of hops and malt couldn't fix.
Nah. He also needs to put yeast in there. You gotta ferment it.
Sorry, friend. Just trying to help.
His voice is weird. I don't know if I like it.
That's okay. Voiced by Nolan North.
Oh, Nolan North. Okay.
Yeah.
No idea who that is.
I don't either. Okay, we're going to briefly go over the Noobs Ask Noobs segment real quick, or do we want to shut it down?
Let's call it a day.
Okay, we'll call it a day. We got to go get our tuxes on and get ready to go to Jeff's wedding. And, just wanted to give a quick shout out to what I think is our number one fan.
Controversial.
Field Studies.
Oh, yeah.
He has been getting involved in the subreddit, leaving comments, and it's been leaving us some matches and stuff. And
Field Studies.
It's
a person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he good?
I have never played with him.
Oh.
We did cast a match.
Yeah, he played a good Crystal Maiden.
Yeah, that was a pretty impressive match.
Yeah, so go check out the subreddit. Go get involved. Send us your matches. You can just send us the match ID, and we will download it and cast it. Anything else for the good of the group, gentlemen?
Oh, so this is my audition?
Yeah.
Right? To be a semi-regular?
Sure.
I think it could work. I don't know.
You did say you're going to try the game out.
And here's the thing. And, it's like when you're an unwanted person, right? And you're in high school, and then you like the cheerleader.
Yeah.
And then if she would just give you a chance, she would see that you're a good guy.
Right.
The nerds can relate to this. I'm that nerd, and you nerds, the other nerds.
Yeah,
you're the cheerleaders.
You nerd,
right?
You're the cheerleaders. Just give me a chance.
Oh, we'll give you a chance, Jeff.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think your listeners, they could really like me if they just opened their minds a bit, gave me a chance.
Consider minds open, Jeff.
Yeah,
All right, Jared, where can we find you online?
Most notably on Twitter. Handle is +3000, PLUS number 3000.
What about you, Jeff, if somebody feels compelled to look you up online?
I'm at not Jeff White.
Okay.
That's a Twitter thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my understanding.
Send me some hashtags.
hashtag.
That's right.
You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/byinger, B-Y-I-N-G-E-R. Check us out on the web, welikedota.com. Check us out on YouTube, especially check us out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Lots of matches that you guys have submitted. We've put up our commentaries there, our terrible commentaries there.
Yeah. You're not going to learn anything.
Right.
But you'll be entertained.
Yeah, right.
Are you not entertained?
YouTube.com/welikedota. Also, check us out on Reddit, reddit.com/r/welikedota. All the matches, all the podcasts, news, all sorts of stuff is up there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, thanks for hanging out, guys, and we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.